Well, we're back, and Pleasures of Ponzi. Yeah. Puerto Rico is our destination worldview topic today with our friend Neela Schwartzberg. Good morning, Neela.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fighting a little bit of a cold. You might hear it in my voice. I keep losing it from time to time, so I'm sort of fighting my way through it. But
I think you need to go to Puerto Rico and lay in the sun. Oh, you're in Florida. Never mind.
Well, but it was in last couple of days. It's been a little bit chilly. I'd like to start off, Neela, if I will, because you start off this wonderful article with sitting at a table in the open-air La Terraza restaurant in Ponce Hilton Hotel. The sky is cloudless blue, the sun is shining, there is a soft breeze, and I'm having breakfast watching a blackbird raid the sugar.
Yes.
Only an incurable romantic can paint words like that, Neela.
It was so glorious. There's something so special about flying out of cold, snowy, icy weather and into paradise.
It's funny because I'm trying to... There was a well-known San Francisco poet who started out one of his poems with, "I was sitting at a table eating breakfast, and there was a fly sitting on my napkin, and I didn't want to wake him up," or something along those lines. So that was the feeling I got. And I was sold immediately. I went out and bought tickets to Ponce. So
you'll love it. Actually, you've been there, haven't you?
Well, I have, a long time ago. We used to fly in there, and it's a great little place. And I guess it was officially founded in 1692. Interestingly enough, by the grandson of the famous Juan Ponce de Leon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got quite an illustrative history. And it's just a very, very charming city. It's obviously it dates back 300 years. And it has beautiful historic buildings that have been restored. It's got lovely museums. It's got fabulous beaches, delightful places to stay. It's laid back and mellow with plenty to do, plenty to see, and fabulous day trips. And I just think it's one of the lesser known gems in Puerto Rico.
Well, because it's always been overshadowed by San Juan, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, San Juan is a terrific place.
It is.
But Ponce is very special. And I'm happy to tell the world about that.
Well, let's tell the world a little bit more about it.
Okay. One of the, I guess it's called a must-see attraction, because you really must, and you can't miss it, is the fire station in the heart of Ponce. And, I was in Ponce, and I was concerned that I'd miss this fabulous fire station, because I didn't realize how impossible it is to miss it. It's this gargantuan, huge structure, painted literally red and black stripes. And it dominates the square along with the church, and you can't miss it. And it was all decorated for Christmas with twinkling lights. It was just straight out of a fable of some kind.
And originally, you say it was built in 1882.
Mm-hmm. Ponce had a large exposition. They wanted to highlight their agriculture, their progress, all their manufacturing products, and so they had this big festival exposition, and the building was built for that. And then later on, the next year after the exposition was over, it became the Ponce Fire Station, and it served as a fire station for over 100 years until 1990, when it was reopened as a combination museum and tourist information center. And it's just a fabulous building. It's on the National Register of Historic Places.
And I think what's interesting is that you mentioned that the 25th of January in 1899, that they were told not to fight a fire that had broken out in some...
A munition sack. I can only assume that they thought it was too dangerous. But I have no idea, and nor do the people of Ponce really understand. They just know that the firefighters were told not to fight the fire, and the city was in danger of being burned down. It's, you know, largely wooden structures at that time.
Yeah.
And so the firefighters decided to kind of go against orders, and they fought the fire. They succeeded.
And these were volunteer fire marshals.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And they weren't paid, but this was their city.
Of course.
So they saved the city, and the people loved them and considered them heroes, which they were. And so it put the government or the governing body, whatever, in an awkward position because they couldn't very well incarcerate these people for saving the city. So they kind of relented. And then 7 years later, in 1906, they started a policy of building a house each year, because these were unpaid firefighters. And
right.
They would build a house each year and raffle it off to one of the firefighters to live in. And so that's
and they did that each year now for
each
some...
Each year. I don't know if they're still doing it, because there's about 60 homes. So if they were still doing it, there'd probably be about 100. So I don't know if they're still building homes and giving them to the firefighters or not. Probably not. They're probably paid professionals now,
well,
although I don't know.
The real estate market has probably changed a bit since 1906.
That's true, too.
Well, you could build a small house for in those days. And they were probably living most modestly before that, especially as a volunteer.
Yeah.
So that's quite unique.
And they're painted red and black stripes, so you
right.
can't miss them.
Right, which is the colors of the flag, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah. The flag of Ponce.
Right. Tell us about the park.
Which
the park?
Park
of Bombas.
Oh, well, that's pretty much the fire station. And the plaza is a lovely plaza.
Of course, they have the Cathedral of Aledo Guadalupe there.
Yes, which was originally built in the 1830s. Then it was partially destroyed in fire, because fires were just, you know, rampant. And then it was rebuilt with the way it looks now in the 1930s. And it's a beautiful, beautiful cathedral.
Right.
And those two buildings dominate the, and of course my pronunciation is terrible, Plaza La Delicia.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Plaza of Delights. What
yeah.
could be nicer?
Yes, isn't that a charming name for a delightful plaza?
So exactly.
It's really lovely, and they have concerts, and there's fountains, and it's very charming.
So then you said you strolled east on Isabel Street, which is probably Isabella.
Yeah.
Admiring some of the other buildings and the Museum of History.
Yep, there's those two museums, the History of Ponce and the Museum of Puerto Rican Music. And you can just walk along and enjoy the beautiful, you know, visit the museums, enjoy the beautiful buildings. You can go to the Tercentenary Park Plaza that was built for the 300th anniversary. They have the Bridge of Lions there, and they have commemorative plates and plaques for the famous native sons and daughters of Ponce. And then you can go outside of the downtown, and there's because what we have been talking about is really the historic heart of
right.
Ponce, but there's more modern Ponce.
Outside of downtown, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the highlights is the Ponce Museum of Art. And that was designed by the famous architect Edward Durell Stone, and it houses the art collection of Louis Ferré. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
That was very good.
Oh, good. He's the former governor of Ponce, and I'm sorry, the former governor, and he was born in Ponce. So that's why he chose to have his art collection shown and highlighted in Ponce. And it's probably the finest art museum in Puerto Rico.
And
it's really lovely.
Well, and you say that each room in the School of Art is devoted to a different, like Flemish, Italian, and Spanish.
Yeah, they have. It's divided up that way. It's really interesting. So you can kind of get a feel for the different schools of art, and they have guided tours in English. And if you call and make arrangements in advance, you know, they'll set you up.
Right.
Or you can go and, you know, just show up and take your chances. But our docent, she was wonderful, just wonderful. It was not only the pieces themselves that she described, but the themes of art and how it's linked to contemporary issues. In other words, things don't just happen in the past. History is actually a continuation. And there were also pieces that I had never seen before.
Yeah, I found that interesting, yeah.
Yeah, because they're originals, and they don't often travel. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to see these pieces, you have to go to Ponce. Mm. So that's very cool.
Well, that's if nothing else, there's a good reason.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, tell us about the ceremonial center.
Well, that is one of the major archaeological destinations in the Caribbean, and it's one of only two ceremonial sites that have been found in Puerto Rico. And what makes it special is it goes back to 300 A.D. This is really, really old. And it also is large in terms of the number of ceremonial plazas and ballparks. And the people who lived there, here again I'm going to massacre the pronunciation, predate the
Taino Indians.
Say that again?
That's it.
Taino. Mm-hmm. And that was, of course, the native population.
Right.
I guess what people don't often realize, I certainly didn't realize it until I started traveling through the Caribbean, is that the people who live there now, the inhabitants, the natives, are not the original go back to the beginning folks.
Right.
Those folks were pretty much wiped out by the Spanish when they conquered the lands, and then they brought over the people from Africa to work and unfortunately enslaved them.
Same
there was
things.
A lot of course, intermarrying, but the original population kind of disappeared both as a result of the conquest and as a result of the disease. They had no immunity to...
Right. And the same thing happened in the Dominican Republic. The Taino Indians disappeared because of that as well.
Yeah.
I'll just briefly mention that you said there were some great day trips over to Coffin Island.
Yes, Coffin Island, unfortunately named Coffin Island.
Yeah, terrible name.
Caja de Muerto?
Yeah, Muerta.
Muerta?
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful day trip. What makes it so special, for me anyway, is that you can combine lolling around on the beach, bobbing up and down in the beautiful, beautiful turquoise water, with hike up to the top of the mountain where you get a lovely view, and there's an old lighthouse up there. And it's an interesting walk. It's a bit tricky in spots, but it's a lovely walk. And if you're adventurous, you can explore some of the caves that are on the island. And it's just very nice. But what you have to remember is there's nothing on the island. There's a ranger outpost and some primitive toilets, and that's it. So whatever you want to eat or drink, you bring with you.
Neela, great story as usual.
Thank you.
And it's always a pleasure. We've got to run. But this article can be found either on our website, ttrn.com, or on Neela's, which is offbeattravel.com.
Thank you. I always forget to plug my website.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the naughty one. I should do that all the time for you.
Yeah, we should plug each other's websites.
Well, I see you do in some of your writing, so that we certainly appreciate that. And I look forward to chatting with you soon, and I hope my voice is going to last for the next 15 minutes.
Oh, me too.
Talk to you later.
Okay,
bye.
Bye
for now. Neela Schwartzberg. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.